the last two Sundays, we've been talking about being the salt of the earth and the light to the world. And God will use you and allow you to do that if you just trust Him and surrender to Him. As I remind you every week that we get up in the morning and we say, God, use me today. Take me where you have me to go and have me to do what you have me to do. And I believe God will do that. And sometimes we get up in the morning and we're just really crippled by our prayer list. We're crippled by the concerns and all the things that we're facing. And we sometimes don't even want to get out of bed, right? But God calls us to be the salt of the earth and a light to the world. And God will use you wherever you are. You know, I do consider my opportunities to substitute, you know, as opportunities to be a light to the world and a salt of the earth. I really do. I had the opportunity to go to Norwood on Monday to sub for Luann. And there was another substitute there. And I didn't recognize him. And he said, I thought you were the pastor church. I said, well, I am. But I'm substituting here. Well, we need lots of pastors in these schools, don't we? I said, well, I don't know if we need pastors in our schools, but we need people being the salt of the earth and light to the world in our schools, right? We need them everywhere. And I really enjoyed my time at the middle school. And I was at the middle school the other day. And there was a student that wasn't there yet. The kid said, I don't know what's going on with him. He was crying last period. I don't know what's happening. I know where he is. So he comes in and he says, I can't be in here. I'm upset. He's crying. And I said, well, do you want to go and see the counselor? No. Don't listen to him. I said, so why don't you just sit down out here in the hallway? And I'll get them started. So you know what I did? Now, it probably wasn't the best substituting of my career because it was a special ed class, but I did leave the door open. And so there's some kids in there. They didn't get me out of here. I told them, hey, you guys sit down. So, and it is on camera, because there are cameras in the hallway. So, that boy is sitting by the door. I did get them started on that. So I just sat down and said, hey, what's going on? Now that I think about it, I got my back to them. They got all these kids in the classroom, and they were doing that. I said, what's going on? He went and talked to me, and I said, well, how about you do your math out here? I should probably go back in. And why don't you come talk to me later if you want to? And you know what? That guy came to talk to me at the end of the day. We just talked, and I didn't pray with him. I told him that I would pray with him. He wasn't real sure about that. He wasn't real sure about praying. I don't know if he goes to church or not. Then I was there the next day. I saw him. He said, hey, I'm glad you were here yesterday. I think, yeah, too. So God will use you to be a salt to the earth. The salt of the earth and a light to the world. Yesterday in the children's rally, one of the lessons they were taught, one of the leaders was talking about to these little kids that we need Jesus. Kind of like salt and pepper. You ever thought about, remember last week we talked about salt and the baskets came around and you were to take out the salt. There was some pepper mixed in there on purpose to make sure that you took some salt. Maybe you still have your salt, but we didn't use it. Use your little salt packet this week just to remind you that you need to be salt to the earth, the light to the world, using those opportunities just like I try to just share with people. You know, sometimes we get all worked up over that. Pastor, I'm glad you were there, son, but I couldn't deal with that stuff. But sometimes we just need someone to listen to, right? Really, some people sometimes just need someone to listen to. You don't have to say anything. But if you pray that God would use you, He will. And if you need to use words, He'll give the words that you need to use, right? And so the theme for our children's rally was to not be afraid. So we're to be the salt of the earth, the light to the world, and we're not to be afraid. Because God says He'll use you. He'll take you where He wants you to go, have you to do what He wants you to do, and He'll give you all the tools necessary, everything that you need. And one of the illustrations yesterday with a bunch of elementary school kids, I thought was good for me too. He was talking about salt and pepper. Now think about salt and pepper. Pepper. They just go together, right? I mean, I was going to go downstairs and get some salt and pepper, but I forgot. So salt and pepper just kind of go together, right? I mean, you don't really see just salt on the table at Applebee's, do you? No, not unless someone took it from the... I mean, think about it. So salt and pepper go together. It's just, they go together. Just kind of like you and God. And we need to understand that God chose us, and God wants us to be with Him, and He'll always be with us. We're kind of the pepper that just kind of wanders away sometimes, right? And so we think about all these things that are happening. You ever sit down and ask a bunch of little elementary school kids what they're afraid of? Yeah, they're afraid of spiders. And they're afraid of snakes, just like the pastor. But there are also kids that are afraid they won't have any food to eat on Monday. Yeah. And our group, at Parker Valley, we were in there, some Parkersburg kids, and that one little girl said, "I'm afraid I won't have any food to eat." And everyone becomes just silent. What do you say to that? Wow. This one little boy said yesterday, he was afraid, I'm not sure where his dad is, but he said, "I'm afraid my dad won't come home. Maybe he's in the military." Wow. There are some serious things that we're afraid of. I thought the teacher, with the help of some other adults that were in there, really helped these kids understand that those are real things to be afraid of, that you won't have food to eat, and your dad may not come home from wherever he might be. I think he's in the military. I talked to the his leader afterwards, and she said that there was a military family. Wow. You afraid of spiders? Boy, I am too, but I tell you what, kids are more afraid of things that are happening in our world. So God says, don't be afraid, right? So here we are this morning. There are things that you're concerned about. Here people go, "Oh, I'm afraid about this election." I'm just afraid it won't be over, right? You just want it to be over, right? I mean, "Oh, I'm just afraid what's happening in our country. I'm worried about it." Adults say that. The children have real concerns for you. You talk to a bunch of young people, just like that opportunity I had to be a salt of the earth and light in the world to that 8th grade young man. Boy, he has some serious things he's concerned about. I can't change any of them. But I told him I knew somebody that could, right? We know somebody that can change things. So I keep reminding you, when you go to prayer and you have your list and you're praying for all these things and you're praying for things in your life, boy, don't have any doubts. Because when I go to him in prayer, I'm claiming, believing, trusting, and knowing that God's going to answer every one of these prayers. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to ask God to go with me and protect me and keep me safe and not be afraid. Psalm 56. "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you." When you are afraid, you should put your trust in me. And not let that fear cripple you and cause you to miss out on something great that God has in store for you. I believe there are lots of churches and lots of people and lots of churches that are living in fear because we're afraid of what if we do this or don't do that. I remember growing up in this church, and I remember when we had this blessing given to the church, the Hannah Hood Estate, and this was money that the church was to use. And we used it on the specific things that were directed in the will. And then we decided to build this lighthouse. Oh, what if we build the lighthouse and nobody comes? What if we build the lighthouse and Kevin gets another job and moves? What if we build the lighthouse and we can't pay for it? Well, we built the lighthouse. And wow, I thank God for the lighthouse. I thank God for the lighthouse, for all the ministry that's taken place there, and all the seeds that have been sown, and all the ministry that's taken place. I pray that everything happens in that building, and this building, this entire property, be for God's glory. Wow. We've been waiting all these years to replace the roof. Well, what if we replace the ceilings? Well, that could happen, but I don't think it will. Think about that. And it's almost done. And I continue to walk under that ladder, and nothing bad has happened here in the back of the church. So we've dispelled all that rumor of walking under a ladder brings bad luck, because it doesn't. Other things might happen, but don't contribute to the ladder, right? So people are living in fear. Why are they living in fear? I think sometimes we're afraid of something because we're not sure what's going to happen. And so that's a lack of trust, right? In anything, right? When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, and I'm not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Wow, if you didn't really memorize or understand any other verses in the whole entire Bible. This is a psalm. It's like a song, right? The song of your heart, the song of your life. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. See, the problem is when we're afraid and we have a problem or a situation, we try to put our trust in all kinds of other things and other people. And that's what happens in our society today. People fall away from God, they fall away from the church, and they're afraid. They don't have food, they can't take care of their family. Lots of things are happening in their life that they don't have control of, and they're afraid what might happen. So they turn to drugs and a multitude of other sinful things that makes things worse. But if we can remember this morning, if we can teach little ones, God from the womb, right? When they're first born, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. And God is the one that I praise. You know, you think about fear, and think about in the Old Testament, there were lots of people that were afraid, and lots of people that were alone. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, it talks about Elijah and how Elijah was alone. And I think about, and yesterday they touched on different people of the Old Testament and how God called them to do these things, great things. They felt like Job felt like he was alone. And in some cases, when these in the Bible felt like they were alone and no one else was around, and they ended up not listening to God and being obedient. Think about in the Old Testament. Many were afraid. Wow. You know, it's scary to think about being alone. A lot of kids, even I like to be alone. I like to be around people, right? Being alone, being in the dark, those are things people are scared of too, right? But if we know that God loves us and He'll never leave us, and He's always with us, I would be afraid. I mean, the Lord appeared to Elijah in 1 Kings, and he felt like he was alone, but God was with him, right? And we read of all these in the Old Testament, and certainly as we've been reading in Ezekiel, people made bad choices and fallen into sin. They've been disobedient to God, right? And in some cases, even what God was doing and said would happen to the prophets, it didn't scare the people enough. But then think about when Jesus came. I thought about this on the way home as I was reflecting, but I did watch the road and certainly knew who was with me and was very careful in driving home. And I do want you to know that I did not listen to the Mountaineer game on the way home because I thought that might get me all worked up and I just didn't want to listen to it. I thought it would be horribly. So I just didn't listen to it. But I was thinking about when Jesus was here, what did he come for? He came to be the salt of the earth to make things better. We talk about how salt makes things better. And if God wants you to be the salt of the earth, you can help make things better. God sent Jesus to make things better, right? But there were people that were still afraid. Jesus came to be our Savior, to take away all of our fear. Jesus is here. How can we be afraid? And think about the moments where Jesus was there and people are still afraid. Jesus, they were out on the ocean or out in the water. Remember that when a storm hit? And these disciples, Jesus was right there with them. Yeah, he was asleep. But he was with them. They were afraid. They were afraid. How could you be afraid? Jesus was right there. He calmed the storm. They're all alone. Then they trusted him, right? So, throughout time, and reading the Old Testament and right from the New Testament, people lived in fear. People have been afraid. And so that's why God is God. He says that when you are afraid, put your trust in me. When you're uncertain about something that's going to happen and this change is happening in your life, and maybe some of you right here this morning as adults are afraid of something. Something's changing or something's happening. We are afraid for our children and our society and little ones, right? Wow. But we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? To not be afraid. I got this text from Kayla Light, and she, you know, they have two little boys now? Or three little boys? They're just adopting them. No one's coming. So she said, so, gosh, it's a little scary, isn't it? No, it's not scary. What's one more? You know, it's not scary. What's one more, right? So adopting children, some of us have, and fostering and trying to go through that process, that could be scary, even though it could be a blessing. Think about the situations that you're going through and things that you are afraid of. Just over there this morning, Billy Joe's like, whoa, I hope people come. They will come. So if you think about it, there are all kinds of things that we're afraid of. We don't really call those things fear or things that we're afraid of. But the things we worry about and concern about ourselves about can be fear, right? And the devil certainly, Satan can use that fear to cripple you and cause you to think, oh, God's not really here. If he was, you wouldn't feel this way, right? But in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I'm not afraid. So we think about Jesus' life, and he came, and what did he say? Do not be afraid, for I am with you. So just these two verses this morning. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Do you do that? Have you put your trust in him completely? Not when you're just afraid, but with everything I do. And I try my best to do what God's called me to do. I'm thankful certainly for this church and the opportunities. But when I get up, I put my trust in you. When I go to work, I put my trust in you. When I go to school, I put my trust in you. When I go to Walmart, I put my trust in you. When I go to practice, I put my trust in you. When I go, when I do, I put my trust in you. Think about that this morning. In all that I do, wherever I go, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be crippled by fear. I'm going to put my trust in you, the one who's created me, has blessed me, and has already taken care of me. And you, God, you're the one I praise. You're the one that I trust, and I'm not afraid. What can happen? If God's on my side, God is with me, who can be against me? God's for me. He's promised that, right? And so this morning, when we come to this table, wow. I mean, just look at this morning. See that cross right there? Wow. Jesus came to this earth and got up on that cross and died on that cross and suffered there and suffered in the journey leading to the cross so that we would not be afraid, that we might have eternal life, that we could live with him forever, knowing that whatever might happen here on this earth. I mean, was Jesus afraid of the cross? Yeah, remember he had that moment. Said, well, God, if you change your mind, I'm okay with that. If this is what you want, this is what I want. My prayer this morning, again, as it always is, whatever God wants for this church, that's certainly what I want. Whatever God wants for you, that's what I want. Whatever God wants for my family, that's what I want. I know what God wants us to do this morning. He wants us to trust him. Not being worried, concerned, afraid what's happening in our own life, in our family, in the world around us. Because God loves us. There's this song that it seems like when I turn the radio on, and I always listen to K-Love. And I actually went and found it this week on YouTube. And I actually shared it a couple of weeks ago because I heard it for the first time on K-Love. It just keeps coming back to me that God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. God is bigger than the fear, any fear or uncertainty. God is bigger than any mountain I can or cannot see. Because the reality is you don't know what's going to come up this week. I don't know what's going to happen this week. I don't know what God's going to call me to do or what I might be called to do this week. But whatever it is, I know God's bigger because I've learned to trust him because I am not going to be afraid. So we're just going to take some time this morning and come to the table and realize that Jesus came to this earth. He came to be the salt of the earth and light to the world. And until he comes back, that's what you're supposed to do. The salt of the earth and the light to the world. God can use you. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I put my trust in you. That God, and I won't be afraid, that you're going to help me to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word that instructs us, that teaches us. And I believe that your word is intended to cause us not to be afraid. Because if we do what your word tells us to do, and if we're obedient to you every day, and we trust you, you continue to tell us that I am with you, I will not leave you. There's nothing for us to be concerned. In reality, we just get up in the morning and say, okay, God, here I go. I'm ready to go. Whatever you want me to do, here I go. I'm going to be the salt of the earth, the light to the world. I'm going to trust you. Wherever I go, whatever I do, that you're going to use me today. Wow. God, we're here this morning because we know how much we need you. God, we're here this morning in your house because we're trying to trust you more. We're trying our best, and we lead from here today to be the salt of the earth and a light to the world. Not perfect. No, we're going to mess up and we're going to sin. But God, you love us and you'll forgive us and you'll always love us. You'll never leave us. And today when we come to this table, we're reminded of the body that was broken, the blood that was shed for each of us. That you love us no matter what. You did that one time. One time. And that's all you needed to do that for mankind, for everyone, for all time. You would come once and for all. Send your son Jesus to die for us. That would live forever. God, we love you this morning. I pray, God, for everyone here this morning. God, whatever their need might be, whatever's happening in their life or going on around them, that they would surrender and give everything to you. Leave it at the feet of your son Jesus. As we come to this table, we'd ask you to forgive us of our sins. You'd wash us white as snow. God, we love you and thank you. If there are any decisions that need to be made today, that we would do that before we come to the table. If we need prayer this morning, we do that. Make things right with you. God, you love us. Help us as we trust you more. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If we prepare our hearts for communion, we're going to sing on page 2.